Darby Bradley is the former head of the Vermont Land Trust, one of the state's largest land conservation organizations, and he now lobbies for them in the State House. The bill that would allow easement restrictions to be altered is the main focus of Bradley's work these days. He says the idea first came to him 10 years ago when he was traveling across the country. He was outside St. Louis, almost 200 years from the time that Lewis and Clark launched their exploration of the American West.
I got to musing to myself, suppose I had been a land trust lawyer in Missouri in 1804 and had written a conservation easement on a farm outside of St. Louis. What's happened in the last 200 years that I would not have anticipated? And what's going to happen in the next 200 years that we can't possibly imagine?
The legislation would allow conservation easements to be amended or terminated after a review by the Environmental Court or a new 5-member panel. The bill passed the Senate last year and is now pending in the House. Bradley says the goal is to give easement holders, such as the Vermont Land Trust, more options to deal with changing times and changing land uses. As an example, he says that a farm covered by a conservation easement may need a new building to house seasonal workers, but the construction would not be allowed under the easement terms. Those terms could be altered through the new process allowed under the legislation. But the bill would also permit much more drastic changes to conserve land, and that's what the opposition is focused on.
Under this law, easements could be amended or terminated, and the land sold for development, and then the proceeds used to buy other lands or other easements in other parts of the state.
John Echevarria is a professor at Vermont Law School. He calls the bill a radical overhaul of easement law, and he says that people donate conservation easements to protect a specific piece of property, not to make the land an asset that could be sold to finance other conservation efforts.
Landowners are encouraged to make donations of easements on the promise that their land will be protected if they don't have an assurance that their land will be protected. I think in the future, landowners will be much more reluctant to give.
At the Upper Valley Land Trust, Executive Director Jeannie McIntyre also fears the legislation would have a, quote, chilling effect on easement donations. McIntyre points out that the bill would allow easement terms to be altered retroactively after the property is already under protection.
And that's seriously problematic because none of the donors I've worked with have known that this type of thing was a possibility.
Darby Bradley says such cases would be extremely rare and would only occur if the landowner and the easement holder agree.
I spent my life in this and I'm retiring. I don't want my life work undone. This is a protection of what people have done before, but also a recognition that circumstances are going to change. This is to try to create a system that is open, transparent, public access, third-party review that will maintain the integrity of the system.
But critics, such as Jeannie McIntyre and John Echevarria, say the legislation will disrupt a land conservation system that has served Vermont well. They worry that the Internal Revenue Service could no longer allow tax deductions for easement donations if there's no longer a guarantee that the land will be protected in perpetuity. Bradley says those concerns are overstated. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.